The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
But a guy like Eddie Van Halen is the reason that all these other cats did 30-minute solos.
Yes.
Because he can do that 30-minute solo and you're mesmerized. And then, you know, Bob from Hair Band does it and you're like, cool, yeah, nice. I'm going to go get a beer and pee. So, a big influence of mine, obviously, when I was trying to be a rock star.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, Texas should have two losses already. Yeah, and I mean, no disrespect to TCU. That team's not that talented, AJ. They're okay. They're nothing special. And you lost to them. I do think at some point you have to wonder if Tom Herman's the right fit there.
I mean, it's crazy because he's got so much talent there right now.
Well, that's what I don't get. You look at him, it doesn't look like TCU belongs on the field with him. They really don't. And it's disappointing because obviously OU's not OU anymore. At least not at this point. So the whole thing was wide open there for you to dive right in. You may still win the conference, but it ain't getting you to the playoff, I don't think.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. You want to watch us on Twitch? You can do that. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can hear some of the commentary on the breaks. Missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed. And all available on podcastarena.com or will be shortly.
We've avoided talking politics for a while.
Okay.
But man, I'm seeing some people I know who own businesses, small businesses, who are, they're saying that this, like what Trump did today, saying that he's not doing any relief negotiations till after he went, basically quid pro quo. And everyone said that he was going to do a quid pro quo at some point once he got impeached, and everyone was like, oh no, he wouldn't. Well, now he's doing it. He's basically saying, if I win, I'll hook you guys up. I'll fix the damage that I'm about to cause. And if not, well, good luck. It's a pretty dirty tactic. I don't know. I don't know if it'll work for him. You tell me. What do you think? Do you think people are going to look at this and go, well, if I want this stimulus, I guess I better vote for Trump?
I'm sure that there will be some people who do that.
It's just wild to think about it.
I think,
he said, immediately after I win, I will, I'll put this out. I'll help you guys out. That's wild to me. This election is so crazy.
It is. It is.
Joe Biden was on the campaign trail today. That guy's such a dope. Things are literally being gift wrapped for you. All you've got to do is be quiet. Don't ruin it for yourself. Like, let Trump kill himself on this thing. Let the media kill Trump. Joe Biden's like, nah, I got to get out and make speeches. And every clip I saw of Joe Biden on the campaign trail today, I was like, oh, what is he doing? I mean, this is such a crazy election that it's like nobody wants to win it. I don't understand it.
I've said all along, I think Trump's going to win. I don't buy the polls. I don't buy where they are. I think the people who support him are continuing to support him. And the people who are bitching about him are the same ones who don't like him anyway. So they're just bitching louder. Doesn't change the votes. Doesn't get you more votes.
Yeah.
And I look, I'm on record. I don't like either guy. I don't feel like either one is going to be a good president. And I think they're bad choices. But, yeah, I also think this all gets overblown because it's the presidency. And, you know, I don't like Trump doing that with the stimulus thing. But I also think that our country should be in a better spot where we don't have to be doing stimulus. That we should be getting people back to work is what we should be doing. But that's just me. And, you know, I have no faith in any third parties. So, you know, I know everybody wants to pitch me on that. But until we have somebody, and the problem is, Hey, Democrats, you're not going to like this. You just represent a different group of rich people than the Republicans do. That's it. That's all you guys care about. And
I
love Trump talking about how, oh, see, don't worry about the COVID. I had it, and look at this. Well, you had access to the very best possible care. None of us could get that. Yeah, so I mean, I hate you both. Please don't please don't take it personally.
Yeah, IOTH, you're full of bleep, AJ. Pelosi put $1 trillion in BS. She won't negotiate. Listen, you're saying the same thing, like the exact opposite of what Democrats are saying. You guys are all a bunch of lunatics, all of you. All of you hardcore right-wing or hardcore left-wing people are lunatics. Lunatics, I tell you.
I'm not going to go that far.
I will.
I don't think you're lunatics. I just think you're deluded.
It's hero worship of politicians, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's insane to me to think that, like, these guys are like we're championing them, like they're some sort of heroes. Like Donald Trump is Hulk Hogan, and Joe Biden is the Macho Man, and it's like, who's your favorite? What? These guys are supposed to be working for us. Like, let's not forget what their job is. It's absurd.
I don't know if he's cool enough to be Macho Man.
Well, I don't know.
I can see Trump as Hogan. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know what they are, but they're, yeah.
Biden is Goldberg.
Arn Anderson?
No way. He's not tough enough to be Arn Anderson.
Oh, man. Paredes in now with 2 innings to go. So 7 solid from Framber.
I mean, Biden, maybe he's kind of Ric Flair. He's like way past. He probably shouldn't be out there anymore. But his boobs are flopping around in the ring.
Mm.
Trump's probably not the Hulkster either. We probably got to go a little, you know. I don't know which way to go on that.
I kind of like.
Let's put pro wrestlers. That's the challenge today, guys. Put pro wrestlers on Trump and Biden. Who do they most associate with? Dusty Rhodes for Trump.
Yeah, well,
Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair.
No, you know what? Ted DiBiase.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ted DiBiase, I think, is, you know, in his prime now. We're talking prime DiBiase.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, kind of that arrogant, smirky, but you kind of love him, and he's got money. I like it.
Okay.
That's kind of, that will be my nomination, Ted DiBiase. So basically what's crazy to me is the same people that they will vote for Trump for the stimulus package will also say they don't want socialism.
Yeah.
That is socialism, guys. I hate to break it to you. But
Trump's also a little bit like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Like carrying a flag, putting his thumb up, like I don't know. There's a lot of these guys that could be.
Biden is Mankind.
Biden is a little bit Mankind. That's a good one.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I could just see him putting a sock on his hand.
Yeah.
The talking sock.
I mean, he does seem like kind of a guy who's escaped the mental asylum.
I was thinking Gold Dust, not Goldberg. Sorry. For Biden.
Oh, okay. Gold Dust. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it. I love it.
Oh, well, I didn't think we'd be comparing presidential candidates to pro wrestlers, but here we are.
But that's, I mean, that's the times that we're living in. It's kind of surprised me that it's taken us this long.
That's true. That is true.
Juan in Denver says Trump is a junkyard dog.
So here's my real question to you guys. Election day is November 3rd, correct?
Yep.
How long until there's no, like, election drama after November 3rd? Like, when do we settle in and say, okay, that's over. This is the new president, or this Trump's the president again, and all the drama goes away. Ever?
No.
It
doesn't go away for 4 more years, because whoever loses is just gonna, you know, oh, this is awful for 4 more years. I mean, this is what we do. This is why our government doesn't do anything. This is why we need a real party led by a real leader who will go in there and say, you know what? What you guys do doesn't work. We're going to work together. I'm going to take the best of your stuff. I'm going to take the best of your stuff. And guess what? We're going to compromise a little bit. We're going to give some things here and there.
No one's doing that. You just ruined it.
No, sorry. And then I'm going to say, you know what? And then on important things, let's let the people vote. Let the people vote, damn it. Let us vote on the important things. Let us tell you what we want. You quit telling us. Because you know who does that? Dictators. And that's what they are. This isn't a democracy. Just because you get to vote for somebody who tells you how to live.
I mean, technically, it's not a democracy to begin with.
No, I know it's not.
It's a republic.
It's not even that anymore, I don't think. And it hasn't
been.
But
then you
long.
Also are trusting people who are uneducated as it is to, you know, rely on very little resources for their education and then go out and make a decision that's going to affect everyone.
Oh, so I'm going to trust people like this who are just in it for
anybody.
The money?
No. I don't want any.
So, but what's your
answer? Almost no government.
But then what's your answer?
Walk back the government to a complete, almost federalist system where everything is decided by your local government, so you get a say in what's around you.
I'm for that.
Whatever happens in Houston doesn't affect Austin. Whatever happens in Austin doesn't affect Des Moines.
But that's
or
never
going to
happen.
I still submit that state and local government is more important to us than this,
it should be,
the crap that goes on. Well, but I think people should focus more on that, which is what we've always tried to do. I've always tried to do it and tell people about elections that are important that will have an immediate impact on your life.
People are too lazy to do that because you can turn on 15 different channels and they're going to tell you what about the national things that you want to believe. So you'll get your quote unquote, all of your information and research there. But they're not doing research on the 14 city council members that are up for election in, you know, League City, Spring.
Well,
Katie.
One of the most important ones, and this is what I do every year with when we have judges locally. I have several lawyer friends that I go to and ask, hey, what do you think of this person? And then I study their records before I vote. And, you know, a lot of them have worked either with the judges or have been in their court. So they'll give you an honest opinion about it. And because I don't know that people, I'll say this, I don't know that people are educated enough to vote on judges. But I also don't like the fact that it's a partisan thing that when they get appointed. But, you know, I put a lot of effort into it. And then I make the best, what I think are the best choices based on that. But that's a lot of work, man. And most people don't want to do it, but you also, you don't want to get good people voted out because people didn't do their homework.
Yeah.
So, Big Berg says your daily life isn't affected by the president. They barely matter. Local government matters. That's true. And I don't think people, and for the most part though, but that's not what you're being told. That's not what is being shoved down your throat by, you know, frankly, the media. How often, I mean, even the local stations don't talk that much about judges and things like that, where they should be. They should. Oh, it's Trump versus Biden. Woo, woo. Can't wait. This is a bad wrestling match, is what this is. So, three more outs for your Astros.
Enough politics for the day.
You started it.
I know I did. I
know, but I'm gonna, every time you do that, I'm going to bring up my party, the Independence Party, that we're going to grow, and we're going to get somebody famous like Mark Cuban's going to join us. And when we do, we're taking over this country, and we're giving it back to the people. I'm going to be like Bane. I give it back to you, the people. That's what we're going to do. The people are going to get their country back.
Pablo said Trump became president 4 years ago. The media is still promoting their BS propaganda. Well, let's also not act like Obama for 8 years, there weren't still people questioning his birth certificate. Like, it's whoever the president is, there's going to be and it's been that way. I guess it seemed like maybe the country was okay with a president. Like, it seemed like Clinton and Bush won. It seemed like maybe both sides were like, it's not my choice, but it's not the worst thing in the world. From Bush 2 on, it's been like, this side's crazy. This while this guy's in, this other crazy side is saying he's the worst person ever. Then Obama, he's in, the other side saying he's the worst thing ever to happen in the history of government. Then Trump, worst thing to ever happen in the history of government. Like, it's so polarizing now to one side or the other. There's no escaping. And well, I'm guessing the next 4 years, no matter which way we go, will be more of the same.
I mean, it's the magnetism, basically. Like, a magnetism effect is that everybody who doesn't like that person in office says, I don't like them. They're the worst person ever. So then the other party goes, okay, well, I'm going to go even further to the outside because it's complete opposite. And then that person's in power and they go, well, that guy's the worst person ever. So then the person coming in next goes, or running for it next goes, I'm going to go on my party as far out as I can because I want to go as far opposite.
But it does seem like Biden is sort of like a centrist candidate. And I'll be honest, like as far as Democrats go, like it could have been like Bernie if they wanted to go crazy, right? That's what they would have done.
But that's why they have Kamala right behind him.
Right. But Biden is...
Oh, I know what wrestler she would be.
I do, too. Biden is so different to me because, like, last election, it was really easy because Trump and Hillary were both easy villains. Biden doesn't come across as, like, a villainous person to me. He just comes across as, like, a guy who's got no business being president of the United States. Like, it's almost like he's... I don't know what it is. It's like he's been on painkillers for too long, and then he stopped taking them, and he's just like in this weird fog all the time. And it's weird because with Hillary and with Trump 4 years ago, it was really easy for the other side to find horrible things to say about the other party. Now it's like, I don't really know what's horrible about Biden, except that he's got no business being there. It's such poor, I really feel like the Democrats had a chance to do something, and this is what they put out. Like, they didn't learn their lesson of putting out unelectable candidates. But who knows? E makes a really good point. There wasn't social media during Bush 1 or
Clinton.
That's a really good point. It probably was as insane then. I guess I just, like, being a kid, like, it seemed like, and I have my parents, I have one very liberal parent and one very conservative parent. And it never felt to me like with Reagan or Clinton or Bush, it never felt like, and Bush Sr., it never felt like there was any kind of strife about who's the president or like this is the worst shape our country's ever been in. It really did feel like that started from Bush 2 through Obama and now this. And maybe it never goes away. Because that's how polarizing things have gotten. You can't just be kind of like, well, I've got some blue politics and some red politics, like a normal human. You have to be like, if there's something along your party line, you have to agree with everything else on your party line, which is the most insane thing to me.
I mean, the funny thing is I have found a website that seems pretty unbiased, where it just lines out all four candidates that are running this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it has all the major different issues, and it gives you a link on the issue of like, hey, if you don't understand what the issue is, click here. It explains
right.
it. And then it has their response on what they're, if they're for or against it, or if they haven't said anything about it. And it has link to, here's evidence to them saying it,
yeah.
where you look at, of course,
but nobody's
Democrat
going to that
Republican
site.
are
it's too much
you
work.
Know, right to their, but when you look at Joe, there's a couple of things where I'm like, you're out of your damn mind for agreeing with that. And then there's eight things in a row where I'm like, yeah, you're dead on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You're not a normal dude. Like, most people read that one thing, whatever the top issue is, and then they're decided.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, abortion. Oh, made up my mind. Or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever your issue of choice is, death penalty. Well, made up my mind. It's just crazy to me. I don't get it. But also, here's the other thing. Nobody cares about issues anymore. That's the thing about the culture that we live in now, where we put these guys up and make them celebrities.
It's the jersey you're wearing.
It's a popularity contest, and it is what it is, I guess. I don't know.
I think the social media thing has a lot to do
Certainly.
With it because, you know, for me...
Well, in like a 24-hour news cycle in general,
right,
has a lot to do with
right.
it.
Right, but growing up, I mean, I kind of had the Reagan, Clinton, Bush Sr. stretch is what I came up with, and... You know, I liked all those guys. I mean, even the one that I didn't vote for that won, I mean, I still thought he did a lot of good things and some things I didn't like, but that's everybody. But there wasn't the hatred. There wasn't the you're this or that. We got some of that when Clinton got elected from some of the people I work with. They're like, oh, this is great. I'll change. Get rid of these damn Republicans. Never really changes because they don't do much. But I thought he did a credible job for what he was. I mean, and you know, but it kind of goes back though to one of the hardest things is doing your research and doing the work, and to make educated decisions you have to do that. Well, we've got people who think for us now. Twitter tells us what to do. TV guys tell us we're telling you what to do. So it makes it easy. You don't have to think. You don't have to do your research. And it's like going back to the thing I was talking about with the judges. I mean, I go to people who know. Who are lawyers who know what they're doing and ask them questions and ask them about stuff that I don't know so that I can educate myself on it enough to make a good decision. And to me, that's smart, but how many people have time to do that? I mean, And plus, my friends have to have time to answer my damn questions. And they're busy people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why the whole system's a mess. And I think people, I don't want to say lazy. I don't think that's fair. I mean, it is fair. People are lazy and they don't want to do the work. And that's part of the problem. And even if you did, I don't think it makes any damn difference because we're going to wind up with the same crap because that's what they keep feeding us.
Yeah.
And it makes me pull my hair out. And that's why I went to Dr. Linville so I could get it put back. And guys, he does such a great job. Visit 975hair.com and get the NeoGraft procedure. Go get your consultation and spend a few minutes talking to him. You'll be sold. I was done. I was just going to shave my head and say I give up. And I talked to a couple other people about procedures, and none of them felt right, like hair plugs. I don't want hair plugs. So I go to Dr. Linville. It's kind of my last resort. And he starts explaining the NeoGraft procedure. And I'm in. Basically, all he does is take hair that's already on the back of your head and puts it where it's missing. So in my case, he put it on the front and the top. And I have hair again. And it's fantastic. It's my own hair. He redrew my hairline. It looks completely different. And now I'm going to have hair. It's awesome. And you can, too. Go to 975hair.com to get your hair back. And, guys, he had it done, too. His hair looks fantastic. So he knows what he is doing. 975hair.com. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Astros three outs away from going up 2-0. Whoa. Better go dump in the other one.
Ooh, I think we're got not that on fixed, there yet. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's
we're on
right.
The Astros okay. game, yeah.
Damn. Got to make sure.
Damn, Van Halen.
Hey, what are you doing dropping that on us? So, did you see your beloved Sooners are out of the AP poll for the first time since September of 2016?
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really justify it now other than name alone, right?
Yeah. And if you take those jerseys off and make them Oklahoma yep. State, they're not in there. Oklahoma State's number 10, by the way. That's your last hope right now for the Big 12 is Okie Light.
That's the AP poll, right?
Yeah.
Which is still a little bit of nonsense because, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Ohio State and Penn State or at least maybe Michigan too, all in the top 10, right?
Right.
Haven't played a game yet?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, that's
real legit poll.
Yeah, but I mean,
did Ohio State get first place votes?
No, I don't think so. But you know, Ohio State's sixth. Look, you're just going to put them where you thought they would be preseason.
Clemson number one in the poll, right?
Yeah,
that surprises me.
Really?
I mean, it seems so far like Alabama. I think Alabama's the good team.
Yeah, I mean it's two games though, and I mean who have they played? And do we really think Aggie's any good?
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, that's the thing. It's to me, really, the whole poll thing
is Clemson Miami's this weekend. I guess we'll learn something. That's actually like maybe the first. Well, I guess Georgia Auburn's kind of a big game. This feels like a real big game, though. I guess they're both 3-0.
Yeah, it does.
Both top 10 ranked.
And I just think because things are so different this year. I mean, look, polls are always silly, and I think right now it's even sillier. But yeah, the reason I bring it up is because Oklahoma is not in the top 25. Doesn't that just seem bizarre to you?
Yeah.
And by the way, SMU, who I, you know, called pretty early, 4-0, number 18 in the country.
There you go.
How about that?
I got a question for you guys, and this is I people will say this is political too, but I'm trying to find out if it is or not. The NBA Finals ratings down again, and I mean Game 3 was way down. The least watched finals game since they've been keeping ratings, I think.
which makes two of these games now, the one and two.
Is it because, and Josh Ennis, I've heard say this, and Ted Cruz tweeted it out today, and of course Mark Cuban quote tweeted it, and they both had a back and forth about it. Ted Cruz said, not surprising, personally speaking, this is the first time in years I haven't watched a single game in NBA Finals. Hashtag go woke, go broke. To which Mark Cuban replied, a U.S. senator with three NBA teams in his state, employing thousands of people, and he's rooting for their businesses to do poorly. This is who you are, Ted Cruz. Every minute of your life, this is exactly who you are. My question to you guys is the NBA Finals not doing well because it's going, like, it's happening now with football and everything? Like, does the Black Lives Matter stuff on the court, is it really chasing off an audience? Because to me, the core audience of the NBA, it's not like the, like being woke is anything new for NBA fans. Like, this is what the NBA has been for a long time. It's more vocal now. But has older white guy been, you know, driving the ratings for the NBA Finals for years and I've just missed it? Or is it because the NBA Finals is going on during football? It's happening during a pandemic time where people are like, everybody's entertainment schedule is kind of jacked up. Like, what do you think the driving force is behind it? Or is it just not an interesting matchup?
I honestly think that it's a little more complicated in that. I don't think it has anything to do with the woke culture or any of that. I think basketball has been teetering for a while. And you kind of, as has baseball, you kind of don't notice it because during the finals, there's nothing else happening. It's just baseball, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you're having it compete with everything. And that, especially the NFL. I mean, what were you doing with a game? You had a game on the same time as Sunday Night Football.
A game on a Sunday. Just, I mean, a bad call.
That's just dumb. And
I get the NBA thinks that, oh, well, we're not going to, it's our finals, we're going to decide our own. And Sunday's a big night for TV. You don't want to be on Saturday night. Saturday night's a horrible night for TV. But they're on this schedule where they're on Friday nights, which is good because it's not a great TV night historically. Although I think with movie theaters closed and, you know, it's harder to get into restaurants, Fridays and Saturdays probably not a horrible TV night as it used to be. But you don't want to be on a night where the NFL is, which means you don't want to be on Thursday, you don't want to be on Sunday, and you don't want to be on Monday. So their schedule now is Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. I mean, you had to pick one day that you're going to, it was either Sunday or Monday, or you were going to do Tuesday or Wednesday. So you had to pick one of those, Sunday or Monday, you were going to have to go against.
And I think there's two other factors here. I do think there's LeBron fatigue. I think there's a lot of people who might be on the fence that are just sick of LeBron James.
Wild to me. Did we have Jordan fatigue?
I think there was a little bit at the end, yeah.
I guess that was just, I mean, but it was just six NBA finals in a row. It is pretty much, I mean, last year was the first year in how many years that LeBron wasn't in the finals?
Yeah, but I mean, I still think there's a lot of people just don't like the guy. And, you know, if you're a casual fan that doesn't like the guy and you don't like the Lakers, let's throw that in there.
I get that. But but there's also a lot of casual fans who do just like LeBron James and do just like the Lakers.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know that they're casual fans. I think those guys are basketball fans, the people who really like him.
Well, it's funny to me because LeBron James to me is inherently a more likable human than Michael Jordan was. Right? Like,
Is he a better guy? Yeah.
He's 100% a better guy.
But like, he's also living in a different world, AJ. He's living in a Twitter world where
that's true, and
he's put himself out there as an advocate and a voice for things, and there are people who disagree with that.
That's fair.
And so I think that's the other factor. I do think it has an impact. And I think the other thing...
So maybe that is a little bit of the go woke thing.
It's a little bit of it, but I don't think it's... I don't think that's the whole answer. And I think the final piece of this is something that we've talked about, that during the pandemic, people realize, you know, I don't really need sports in my life.
Yeah.
And if I do need sports, I'm going to go to football because that's the king.
Even though that's where it started, taking knees. That was like, oh, my God, they're taking knees. And I'm never watching football again. Everybody's watching football.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to tell you they are. But I think I think it's a combination of all of those things. And, you know, so, I mean, especially the timing of it now that they're having this thing in the middle of football season. and nobody cares. I mean, nobody cares about the NBA till Christmas. Yeah, and that's fans of NBA.
I'll also don't care say until this. Christmas. The and I'm not surprised Game 3 had terrible. I would bet that Game 4 tonight has better ratings than Game 3, only because after Game 2, it felt like the series was already over.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in a hurry to tune into Game 3. I watched Sunday Night Football over Game 3. I mean, I flipped over a couple times, but was not my focus, certainly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
To short, to Altuve, one on the first and a double play. And that's how this one comes to an end. A double play to end it. I think it's fitting it ended on a ground ball because of all the ground balls we saw, courtesy of Framber Valdez today. He's certainly the star, but the final score, the Houston Astros 5, the Oakland A's 2, and the A's are in serious trouble because the Astros have taken a 2-0 lead in the best of 5.
They have. Undefeated in the playoffs. Suck on that.
Crank this up a little bit. My favorite part coming up. Here it is. Friggin' insane, man. I'm getting goosebumps with that, man.
You think it always sounded the same every time he played it? Maybe he missed a note here and there and we just don't notice.
Well, I've seen him do it live several times. It's never quite the same as...
Yeah. It's almost impossible.
I just think they nailed that take, too.
Yeah.
So... And then it goes into... R.I.P. Eddie V. Flea was asking any solos that are your personal favorites. And, obviously that's the one. I think he did some of his better work though, later on with Hagar, as far as his solos go, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's always, but what about this? I thought about putting together a list of my favorite solos of his and stuff, but maybe I'll do it for tomorrow. I just thought there was enough sports to get to today, which there seems to be. Let's squeeze in a call. Troy wants to weigh in on this NBA thing. Let's get Troy's take. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing sports.
Okay. I do think that the problem with the NBA is a little bit of the LeBron thing. Not because he's not a good person, but take away that little stint when the Warriors was really good. Basketball overall is boring, and LeBron is boring. He's a great player. I think he's the second best player ever, maybe third after Kobe. But if you watch him, he's just bigger than the normal guard and faster than the normal power forward. So watching him, he's not exciting. Jordan was the same size as the people that covered Jordan. So every move he made, you could believe it, these people could stop him. LeBron just at any given moment could do what he wants, and it's not really compelling television. So take away the Warriors and their three-point shoot and their personalities, and there's no time in the LeBron time where he was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all talk.
I find that's interesting to me. I always find it fascinating, like, to see someone that's LeBron's size do the things he does. To me, that's compelling. Like, I that's why I think LeBron is so great. And I don't even think – is Kobe really in the discussion for – like,
no,
he's not in the Jordan LeBron discussion. I'll hear a Jordan LeBron discussion. Kobe was a really great player. He ain't in that group. But I like part of what I love about LeBron is that he is a freak of nature. Like no one his size should be able to move like he does. That's fascinating to me. Like that's why people tune in to see Zion Williamson, right? That's why he's a fascinating prospect because he's so, depending on how you look at him, he's so big to do the things that he's able to do, or he's so small to be a big man yet still can do some big man things. And that's why we loved watching Shaq, because Shaq was this mega human.
Yeah, Shaq was, I mean, it's similar in that he was just so much bigger than everybody else and just the things he could do. But
I'm interested in that, but maybe some people aren't.
But I'll throw one more thing in there that I think is partially a factor is, you know, LeBron went, you know, he was good guy and then bad guy when he went to Miami and then good guy when he went back to Cleveland. And it kind of feels like when you go to the Lakers, then it almost felt like Durant going to the Warriors. It's not the same in terms of, you know, I don't think Durant was winning one without the Warriors.
Right.
But going to the Lakers, I mean, that's a very hated team.
But it is a little different for LeBron because it felt like whatever team LeBron went to was going to be a contender. And it's not like he went there because there was some mega team built around him. But
that doesn't matter. It's optics. It's going to the Lakers. Yeah. And I do think there are people who are just like, you know what? I hate the Lakers, and now they got LeBron.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a fan of his. And I'm not saying this is me. I'm just trying to explain what I think it is.
This is the first time I've ever found myself cheering for the Lakers ever.
Yeah, and I can't. So as much as I like LeBron, I just can't.
Yeah. Let's talk to Brian. He's been holding for a while. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Man, I have a real quick question and a comment. My question is with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten coming in so late in the season or several weeks in, do you think that opens a door at all for maybe, say, a two-loss Big 12 team?
No.
In the eyes of the college football committee, do you?
No. I think the Big 12 are, like, I mean, a one-loss team, maybe. The Big 12 is already frowned upon by everyone. A two-loss Big 12 team would be akin to putting a two-loss Pac-12 team in. Like, they're at the bottom of the barrel of conferences right now. The ACC probably would be, but Clemson's kept them afloat for a while. The Big 12 has had no playoff success in recent years. Like, they're non grata right now. So, no, a two-loss, if the best team in the Big 12 has two losses, they will not and should not be involved in the playoffs.
You want a weird prediction here?
Sure.
I think an unbeaten BYU would get in before a two-loss Big 12
Maybe,
team.
And they're going to play no one.
No, they got that UH game here. That's it. Everybody else on their schedule is easy.
And I will say what they've done is they've put the hammer on people, which for optics is good.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do that.
And kudos to them for continuing to just mash on these horrible teams that they're playing. But at the end of the day, when you go back and you say, okay, what'd they do this season? You're going to see that they did they beat up on a whole lot of nothing, but they made these nothing teams look like nothing. And even UH, like UH is going to play what, six games this year now?
They
beat a 4-2 UH. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, if they get in six games, and I think it's just hilarious too that. They play Tulane on Thursday, and of course, now it looks like there's a hurricane going into New Orleans or into Louisiana, so poor Tulane's not going to get home.
And I guess Boise's kind of in the same boat as UH, right? They haven't played a game yet.
And yeah.
They've got to play at Boise, so there's that. But no, BYU is...
Is Boise still on their schedule?
I don't know. I thought they haven't played a game yet.
Well, I thought that was early, and that got canceled.
No, the Mountain West came out when the Pac-12 did, and the Big Ten. They were like, okay,
BYU's
we'll
not in the Mountain West.
No, I'm talking about Boise.
Oh, okay.
Boise, they put out their schedule when Ohio State or when the Pac-12 and the Big Ten came back, and they have a weird schedule where there's no.
So yeah, they do play Boise on November 7th.
Yeah, there's no separate division. I knew they played at Boise, so maybe that's a tough game. But
they would be 9-0 with wins over Houston and Boise. I think they get you in over a 2-loss Big 12 team for sure.
Yeah,
I mean that again.
And it should. Not that I think much of BYU's schedule at all, but
The Big 12 schedule is easy.
Yeah, and it's not like they didn't have good teams scheduled. They just got canceled.
Yeah, and if Oklahoma had only lost to Texas or Texas had only lost to Oklahoma, you could make an argument, but they've both already lost games that you can't afford to lose if you want to be taken seriously. Sorry.
Texas is not going to finish with only one loss either. So
I don't think so either.
So it's going to be unless your only hope is Oklahoma State runs a table.
Yep.
And I don't know that they're good enough. I don't know anybody in this conference is good
enough.
That's
what your hopes are down to. Oklahoma State running the table or Texas running the rest of the table, right. Which I don't think either one is likely.
Yeah, I can't see it. I can't. So
because Oklahoma with they're already done. They're done.
Yeah. And there's no way a committee's taking a two loss Oklahoma.
Especially an Oklahoma team that's been blown out in the playoffs for the last several years. They just can't.
But I mean, this is where, and this is kind of why I brought up BYU. This is the perfect time for a school like that, because I do think you're going to have the same thing maybe in the Pac-12 where you're not going to really have anybody. And, you know, so you wind up with two SECs, a Big Ten and Clemson. But what if the Big Ten kind of does that too? I mean, with these fewer games, I think there's a lot of potential for some chaos here. And I love it. I'm all about chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. I'm like the Joker.
I thought for a second, I was like, oh, what about Iowa State? And then I remember they lost to Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah.
I mean,
not Louisiana now.
Oh, yeah, just Louisiana. But, I mean, think about that. If they would have won that game that they were absolutely supposed to win, we'd be going, man, they won at TCU and then they beat Oklahoma. Maybe Iowa State's onto something. They've got a quarterback that we like. They've got a coach that we like. Wow. But they've lost to freaking Louisiana. I mean, the Big 12 sucks.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what doesn't suck? That's consolidating your credit card debt into one low fixed rate and saving money. And you can do that. Start saving today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And Lightstream's fixed rate credit card consolidation loans start as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, much lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19%. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. So depending on how much you have on your cards, you could save hundreds or thousands. Applications 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. 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 Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I was talking about something on Twitch earlier where people blame Sammy for them going keyboard. You do realize that's David Lee Roth here.
Yeah.
This is the album they started going keyboard, which I had no problem with.
Synthesizer, they called it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what they were, I guess. We did the song on my band, and it's like, and I mean, I can't play keyboards or anything, but it was so easy. You're just going, doot, 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 doot. All right. Let's do a little Hey Man Bleep Dad. Who wants to go first today?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Did you guys see this thing in Egypt where they're opening up these Egyptian mummy coffins?
Oh, yeah. Remember we talked about whether or not you should open them a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they're opening them now. Imagine, like, and they've put up, here's what they've done, and this is maybe a good move, that the white people are, like, putting Egyptians in the main shots of them opening up the mummies. But white people are clearly behind this. Imagine if Egyptians came here and started digging up George Washington. Like, how livid we would be.
That's fair.
And they're like, oh, it's for science. Don't worry. We'd be like, what? Oh, F you. Like, no. Guys, stop digging up dead people. We're not learning. They're dead. We're not learning anything from that. Unless there's like an unsolved murder, which I don't think any of these are. Stop opening up old coffins. I don't like it. I'm against it. There's bad demons coming out of this. The world's messed up enough. We don't need any bad juju.
Maybe
that I say, hey, man, that.
Maybe that's where the Rona came from.
Maybe so.
Maybe they opened up a tomb in China. Yeah. I think it's kind of funny sometimes, like, when how guys react to certain things. And I think it's interesting that there's been almost no player reaction on Bill O'Brien, which I think is pretty telling. DeAndre Hopkins did tweet something out last night, and it was a classy response.
Yep.
He said, wish bad on no man, was his tweet, which, you know what? Glad you high-roaded it, but would anybody have blamed you if you danced on that guy's grave?
No.
And you know what? I think it's so funny how if people jump on certain things, if you do it and they criticize you, but then, you know, I think this is one that you would have gotten away with. And I think I'm all for people being honest. Let's not pretend like this guy was a good dude. So adios. I'll be happy to do it for you, DeAndre. I will dance on his grave and then pee on it.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
I'm going to. So to that I say, hey, man, that.
Mine goes from the food world, where a Michelin star is one of the highest ratings a restaurant can ever receive.
Yep.
It's kind of like the James Beard Award for chefs, whereas, you know, Chris Shepherd has won it. Aaron Franklin's the top chef in the world that year. Michelin stars are kind of like that. And Burger King has decided that they deserve one. And I'm not saying I don't hate Burger King. I'll eat it every now and then.
I don't like Burger King.
I know you hate it, but I don't have an ultimate hatred for it. But there's no fast food. I love Whataburger. There's no fast food restaurant that exists that really deserves a Michelin star. So they're spending money on a campaign. They tried to get at least 500 signatures on a petition. I don't think they even reached that.
I mean, it's probably just an ad campaign.
It probably is,
and
they're probably saving money on it. But at the same time, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting show, boys.
Always fun.
I enjoyed it, and glad we got to honor a little Eddie Van Halen today. And I'm still interested to see if the, you know, how the Texans are going to structure things on their offense. And it's hard for me to believe that Tim Kelly was being held back by Bill O'Brien, but maybe he was.
Yeah.
And maybe he turns out to be terrific, and you're like, okay, great. They made the move at the right time. But I just feel better about the franchise. Here's where I won't feel better: if they hire Josh McDaniels and Nick Caserio and bring in more Patriots. That I will be out on.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, there you go. That's another one. And I mean, there's a couple guys. Rex Ryan. If they brought in Rex Ryan, I'd be like, forget this. So, I mean, a lot depends on what they do. It's not going to happen until the end of the year in terms of their coach. But I hope they hire somebody that I can get behind. And my number one choice would be Eric Bieniemy. And I've been clear on that since.
I think that's most people's number one choice.
Yeah. And hopefully that's the direction they go. But we'll see. A lot can happen. I mean, Andy Reid could retire. There could be a better job open that he wants. And he can afford to be, you know, he can afford to be picky. So, and there's going to be competition. But I do think when you have a quarterback, at least you go in with a little bit of an advantage. Assuming you have a quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. Well, NBA Finals Game 4 coming up.
That's right. And I got to tell you guys about Pro Dunk Hoops. I had someone call me today or text me today asking me about Pro Dunk Hoops. And I told him, dude, you're not going to regret it. Trust me, you're not going to regret it. This thing was one of the best investments I ever made. And I made it at the right time, right before Rona hit. So my kids were outside hooping it up the whole time. But it's got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, a tempered glass backboard so strong, they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free, and a rust armor finish, 30 years, no rust. He was like, man, my kid's got a goal, but it's pretty rough. It's pretty raggedy. He's like, and I'm telling you, this is like having an NBA goal in your front yard. It's unreal. They're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so any age can play. They can get out there, shoot their free throws, get their reps, or they want to go have fun with their buddies and just have a dunk contest. They can do that. It's fun for everybody. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. You name it. Get your new Hoops Gold today. See all the options at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for ProDunk Hoops. When you tell the truth.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.